Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The Indian economy grew at 7.8% in the third quarter of the current financial year. The growth rate in the real GDP during 2025-26 is estimated at 7.6% as compared to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation yesterday released the new series of annual and quarterly estimates with base year 2022-23. It has replaced the previous series with the base year of 2011-12. The ministry said that financial year 2022-23 has been selected as the base year because it represents a recent normal year after the COVID pandemic. Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anandha Nageswaran said that the country's economic performance remains resilient despite global uncertainties. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday on the latest GDP numbers, he said the real GDP growth of more than 7% in the last three consecutive years show macro resilience of the economy. Speaking on the occasion, Secretary of Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, Saurabh Garg, said the GDP growth rate in the third quarter ending December of the current financial year is 7.8% as per the new base year of 2022-23.
Quarter three is coming out at 7.8% with a nominal growth in quarter three at 8.9%. There's some changes in the nominal also, which reflects the impact of the double deflation, which has broadly been positive. In last 3 years, the real growth has been over 7%. In last 3 years, the real growth has been over 7%. And the nominal growth rate over the last 3 years is averaging above 9%. And that's very important because these are the numbers when we talk of achieving Viksit Bharat 2047.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a nationwide HPV vaccination drive for 14-year-old girls from Ajmer, Rajasthan today.
India's national program will use a quadrivalent HPV vaccine, Gardasil. HPV vaccines are among the most extensively studied vaccines globally, with more than 500 million doses administered worldwide since 2006. Scientific evidence demonstrates almost 100% effectiveness in preventing cancer. With this launch, India will join over 160 cancer. With this launch, India will join over 160 cancer. With this launch, India will join over 160 countries that have introduced HPV vaccination into their immunization schedules. The special campaign will run in mission mode over a three-month period, during which eligible girls can receive the vaccine daily at designated facilities. Thereafter, the vaccine will continue to be available on routine immunization days. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Nagaland, Chief Minister Nipyu Rio will concurrently launch the campaign here at Naga Hospital Authority Kohima and distribute certificates to the beneficiaries. A review meeting on upcoming district-wise human papillomavirus HPV vaccination campaign was conducted by Dimapur District Task Force on Immunization yesterday in Dimapur. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur, Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang, urged departments and partner agencies to intensify awareness efforts to ensure maximum coverage of eligible beneficiaries during the campaign. Regional Project Officer, United Nations Development Program, R. Khartu Monsang, highlighted WHO's global strategy to eliminate cervical cancer by 2030, 90% of girls fully vaccinated with the vaccine by age 15, 70% of women screened using a high-performance test, and 90% of women diagnosed with cervical disease receiving appropriate treatment. In Dimapur, the district-level campaign will commence on 2nd March. Peace activist Niketu Iralu has urged for collective thinking and action while noting that Naga community is facing immense crisis that reflects wider continental and global realities. He was addressing the 43rd General Conference of the Angami Gazetted Officers Krotho Agok in Miriama yesterday. Mr. Iralu noted that the Angami Public Organization APO and its associated bodies, including AGOG, have moved beyond routine discussions to evolve new ideas, plans and action strategies. APO President Theja Vihenio highlighted the fast-changing social landscape and underscored the importance of environmental protection and preparedness in the age of artificial intelligence and robotics. Mr. Vihenio urged leaders and intellectuals to guide and safeguard the future of the younger generation. And the road stretch from KPR Junction to Yesholuto Imlomi Litsami Pukhobokita under Atoizu subdivision will remain diverted from 1st March to 31st May due to the ongoing road widening, excavation and drainage works. Commuters, including those travelling to and from NH702A via Kitsageta Junction, are advised to take alternate route from KPR Junction to Pukhobokita via Nagoto New Sahokita. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.